It's an honor and a privilege to be here, standing here in this pulpit. I don't take it lightly, and I praise the Lord. I thank the pastor for and God for allowing me to be able to come up here in front of his people, and I just want to honor him and glorify his name tonight. And I just thank God for his grace and mercy on my life. I thank him so much for his sending his only begotten son, Jesus. And tonight, I just want to be a blessing tonight. Amen. We're just home folk here, so I praise the Lord for that. And I just thank the Lord, you know, that I can be comforted here. Amen. I can be comforted at all times with him, and I'm just so thankful for Amazing Grace Baptist Church. So tonight, what I want to do is, Brother Evan, if you can, just give me that missions letter. I'll read that, and we'll go ahead and just go home. I don't know how I'm going to follow up with that, but man, God is so good. Amen. What a blessing, you know. And to think that we were able to have a part in that, where we just never know how God's going to answer a prayer or how he's going to get things done, but never does he fail. You know, he never fails us. We fail him, you know, but he never fails us. So tonight, guys, brothers and sisters, we're going to be in the book of Psalm 139. And if you're able to, would you please, once you find your place, Psalm 139, we'll be beginning in verse number 1. If you're physically able, will you please stand in honor, out of honor, love, and respect for God's Word. Psalm 139, verse number 1. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, there goes that BBS into the deep there. Even there, verse number 10, shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. And let's skip over to verse number 23. This will be our text verse. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And if I see there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, dear Father. I pray now, dear Lord, that you would bind Satan, dear Lord, from your house, dear Father. Your people, dear Lord, have gathered here on purpose today to hear from you, dear Lord. They didn't gather here to hear from me, dear Father. So, dear Lord, I pray, dear Father, that you would fill me, dear Lord, with your word, dear Father. That you would, dear Lord, dear Father, your people, dear Lord, would understand the message clearly, dear Lord. Put the right words in my mouth, dear Father. Dear Lord, we've come to hear from you tonight, dear Father. We do pray, dear Lord, for our pastor and his family while he's out, dear Lord. And thank you, dear Father, for just loving us, dear Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy, dear Lord. So we pray now, dear Father, that you just be with me right now, dear Lord. I need your help, dear Father. I can't do it without you, dear Lord. So thank you for your love and grace and mercy, dear Lord. We love you and thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I want us to just take a look, and we're all church. We're just church family here. It's just family tonight. But I want us to go ahead and let's take a look at ourselves. Let's see where we're at tonight. And I want to do that, of course, through the Word of God. But I want us to meditate on where are we at tonight. Where are we at in our lives? You know, do we have Hold on, let me find my place here. From the readings here of what we're seeing here, search me, O God, our text verse, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. You know, what is it that if God searched us, what would He find there? Where is our thoughts at? Where is our prayer life at? Where is our life? Are we in tune with God? And with that being said, you know, the title of this message I've titled is Check Engine. You know, we know what check engine means. We all drive a vehicle. You know, this has nothing to do with just pretending to, well, you work on vehicles or you're a guy. We all have a vehicle. We all know commonly what a check engine light is. We all know that that's not good news. And we all know that when you have a check engine light, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, so tonight I want us to just think about this and just see what. Do we have a check engine light on tonight? You know? And what are we doing? What are we doing with that check engine light? Are we trying to hide that check engine light? You know, there's sometimes that I work on people's cars, and they'll put maybe a little picture of their loved one there, you know, or they'll put a piece of tape over there, so they're trying to hide that check engine light because they don't want to look at it, you know. Or if I can't see it, it's not there, you know. I'm fine. The car turns on fine. It seems normal, so everything's fine. Or, you know, sometimes we'll have a picture of the Virgin Mary there. Okay, come on, you know, you've got more than just a check engine light problem there, you know. But so what I brought today with me just to show here is just your standard OB2 reader. This is just a basic cheap line OBD. All it does is just scan your engine. When you've got a check engine light on your vehicle, all you do is plug this in, and it goes into the brain of your vehicle, and it lets you know what is going on with your vehicle. It'll tell you the code. It'll tell you what to look up. It'll tell you, give you a description of what is going on with your vehicle. And what I want to submit to you tonight is God does that very same thing. He does that, but God does that through His Word. He does the exact same thing, but the only thing here is He does it better. Because not only will He let you know what is wrong with your engine, with your heart, He will tell you what you need to do to fix it. You know, me being just your basic mechanic, you know, there's sometimes where someone comes up to me and asks me, hey, can you, this something, my I start my car up and it shakes, it does this, what's going on with it? And you know, I got to be honest, sometimes I don't know. You know, I don't know everything, and you know, and I don't proclaim to know that I do, but I do know that God knows what He's doing. I know that through His Word, you don't have to wonder. You don't have to. Well, I think, you know, He would let you know right away. He gets straight to the point, and that's it. You know, so that's what I want us to look at. God through His Word, He does that exact thing, but only better. But just like a car, though. Just like when you have that trouble, when you have that fault code there, you know that there's some things that you're going to have to do to get it fixed.
Yeah.
There's a price you're going to have to pay.
That's right. Come on.
And in order to get it fixed, you know, whatever that problem may be, you might need to buy a new part. Something might have gone out. You got a bad starter. You got a bad battery, a dead cell there. Or maybe you've got bad tires or, you know, anything. There's a list of things. You know, To get that fixed, that's going to require some things. One, you might need to pay somebody to do it because, well, I don't know how to do it. Maybe you do know how to fix it, but you don't have the money to get it fixed.
Amen.
Okay, but then also, once you have that, okay, I got the part now. Well, that's going to take some time. That's going to cost you some time. That's going to be labor.
Yep.
You know, there's labor involved in getting that fixed. And that's what we have to understand. Hey, you know, there's a price that I'm going to have to pay. And when, see, with God's Word, when He gives us His Word, He tells us and He lets us. But see, the good thing with God is, you know, with your vehicle, with your engine, you're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have to work, do this and do that. But see, with God, though, with God, everything's already been paid for. Amen.
Amen?
Everything is already there. You know, all you have to do is just read what he has for you.
Yeah.
He will give you what you need. He will fix it. He will fix this problem. He provides for the part, but everything we ever need has been paid in full. But however, for now, my labor is going to be needed. In order, he'll provide you with the parts, right? With his word, he'll provide you with that, no problem, right? He'll tell you what you need to do. Search the scriptures.
Amen.
The answer's there.
Amen.
But you're going to have to labor. You're going to have to do, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work to get it fixed, to get it right, to get it running good again. So what I wanted to do is now look at, from that being said, let's look at there in 139 again at verse number 1. And just read from there, verse number 1. Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying, and art acquainted with all my ways. You know, here we see David, you know, here we see a man being in tune with God. You know, whenever your vehicle's running good, you don't have no check engine light, you've got a vehicle that's in tune. It's running smooth, there's no problems, there's no faults. And you know, that's what we see here. He's saying in verse 1, Lord, thou hast searched me. You know, like with this here, he searched, there's no trouble codes. You know, when you don't have a check engine light, guess what? There's nothing wrong. Amen. He said, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. You see, his heart is right. He knows the road that he travels. Amen. And Matthew 7:14 says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, David's engine was in tune. Tonight, I ask, are we in tune? Can we say the same thing? Can we say, God, yeah, he searched me. He knows my heart. He knows where I'm at. He knows. But can we say, you know what? There is some things in my life, you know? But God, search me. Search me, oh God. Because, by the way, you know, the only way these problems were going to get fixed is if you let God do the work, you know? We try to do so many things on our own, and we easily get ourselves into more trouble, more problems, you know? So we need to let God fix it. We need to be humble and understand, hey, you know, I didn't save myself, first of all. I didn't deserve to be saved, you know? It's by the grace of God that I'm saved. And so we need to understand that, hey, I need God to search me. You know, I don't need to worry about what someone else might think of me. Who else is saying what about me? Well, what did you hear what so-and-so said about you? I'm not concerned about that. What does God say about you? Where are you at with him? That's my only concern. That's the only person that I need, that my only father that I need to be in tune with. I don't need to be in tune with this world.
That's right. Come on.
He's in tune. David's in tune. We need to be in tune. Just like we hear the muscle car, you know, Pastor preached about that 57 Chevy, you know. Psalm 57, of course, is what he was referring to. But, you know, when you think about that, you think, and being on the topic of talking about checking our engines, you know, when you think about that Chevy or that muscle car, you know, you think about, man, you know, you hear the rumbling of it, you know. It, you know, that truck has nice headers, it's got a catalytic exhaust, it's loud and powerful. You know, people that have these trucks with these big motors, and they've got it all nice and fancy, and they're not ashamed, they're not afraid to rev up the motor. You know, you hear it all the time at a stoplight, people just, or they're out in the parking lot, and they there's nothing wrong. You're just like, hey, that's nice, that sounds good, you know. But what about us? What can that be said about God's people? Can God, you know, we can hear those exhausts. We can hear, we can see it, but can God even hear us pray? Whenever we think about our engine and our check engine light, you know, but you know, when you hear that exhaust, you can, there's sometimes when you got a check engine light, there's something wrong with your exhaust. It might be shaking, or it might be there's just a little bit of stutter in it. But what about our lives when it comes to being in tune with God? Can he hear us pray to him like we can hear the world's exhaust, how we can hear their what they think and what they believe on, and what what they're living for and what they're not ashamed to show out and let the whole world see. How's that in our lives? Are we showing off our God? Are we showing them the great and mighty things that not only can He do for us, but He can do for them as well?
Yeah.
You know, because whenever you see those nice and shiny vehicles, oh wow, I wish I had one of those. Well, what about your salvation?
Yeah.
Are you saved tonight?
Amen.
Do you think, like Brother Warsh said, those rich people that he knows, those people that have those nice cars, not one of them has that vehicle with them wherever they're at. And once they pass away, they're not taking that with them. Those things don't matter.
Help us, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
So can God hear us? Are we showing off our God? Are we not ashamed to pull out a gospel track while we're at the gas station?
Amen.
While we're out eating?
Yeah, come on.
While we're in the parking lot looking at those other cars?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, that's a nice car. Hey, by the way, got a gospel track for you.
Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah.
I got something for you to really hear. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
Precious, brother. Come on.
We need to be busy and show off our God, His power, His grace,
yeah,
His mercifulness. Do you spend time with God? Do you spend time getting those imperfections out in your heart? You know, just like those people that have those nice cars, they buff out those imperfections. When you get that car sprayed the color they want, they take it serious, you know. They'll spend hours, they'll spend months and years trying to get that vehicle looking pristine, show ready. You know, we need to be spending our time in our Bibles.
Amen.
Getting ourselves show ready.
That's right.
Because we're called out to be going out and telling others.
That's it.
We need to know our Bible front and back and back and front.
Yep.
We need to let these people know.
Amen.
We need to show them.
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Not only that He's our God, but He can be theirs too. He wants to be theirs. This world is so blinded by the things of this world that are going to pass away one day. If we have our hearts and our engines right and our minds set on things that are eternal, these things right here shouldn't be a problem. But unfortunately, they are. And I'm speaking for myself tonight. So we need to be polished up in God's word. We need to let that shine. You know,
Amen.
We need to not worry about what everyone else sees, the glitz and the glamour, and letting our stuff stand out. We need to let God shine. We need to let others see that light, because we are light. We are light into this world. We are the light of our city. Denton. We are the light of the city of Denton.
Right.
And they need to hear from God. They need to see that light. These people, they may not recognize it, but they need to see that light. So, how about you tonight, Christian? You know, we start up our vehicles and we just go where we need to go without thinking about it, you know? But honestly, many of God's children, you know, we don't even think twice about opening up our Bibles during the week. You know, well, I went to church Sunday. I went soul winning Saturday. Well, that church Wednesday, that's enough. That, you know, this old world, they never get enough of their flesh. We're saved from that.
Yeah.
We ought to live a life Christ-like.
Amen.
We ought not to be ashamed.
Yeah.
We ought to, just like we know when we get in that vehicle and we start it up, we know where we're going. We ought to every day know, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to go where He wants me to go.
Right. Yeah.
Because I know that He knows the way. He is the light to my path.
Amen.
He knows my path. He has set out my path. I don't need a GPS to find where I need to go. God's plugged me in.
Amen.
This is my GPS. This is where I need to get plugged into.
Amen,
so He can direct me to the right place to go.
Amen.
Because if I try to go where I want to go, I'm going to get lost on the very first road.
Amen, brother. Amen. Preach it, brother. Alright.
So tonight, I just want to get that diagnostic done in our hearts. And as we look here, we'll go back to a verse and there's in Psalm 39, and just say, you know, this is what I want us to meditate on once again, in verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. You know, I want me personally. You know, I want God to know my heart. You know, I want him to try me and know my thoughts. I want my thoughts to be on him. I want to be my thoughts to be on heavenly things, you know. Amen. Because every day, you know, just like Brother Still, when he was here, he said, you know, he went into the store and he just went in to get milk. He just walked in, you know, just simple things that we do every day. And by the time he walked out, just from doing that simple thing, he walked past 50 or so people. And we think, you know, where, you know, search me, God. You know, that ought to not let that ought to not let my soul be at comfort knowing that. You know, think about that. How many gas station pumps do we go? We pump in gas every day, you know, and we're too busy to just give someone a gospel tract. You know, I thank God that he wasn't too busy for me the day that I was doing something else, and he didn't look at me and say, oh, I'm too busy right now. But how often do we do that in our lives? You know, and I'm talking for myself tonight. You know, when I read this and I wrote this down, I'm going to get them good. You know, this was dealing with me. This was dealing with my heart. And when I stop and think about that, when I stop and I'm pumping up gas and I'm there, by the way, God gave me that money for that gas. God gave me that vehicle. God provided the job that my family and God and my church family prayed for.
Amen.
God gave me all that.
Amen. That's right.
So here are a few things that I feel that we should keep an eye on. You know, we should keep an eye on check every now and again. Hey, maybe even daily. What's wrong with that? You know, preventative maintenance. You know, when growing up, you know, you would hear your dad, or you know, especially for like my sisters, they're like, you need to know the basics. You need to know the standard things of what to look out, what to check on your engine. You know, because there's some basic things that will keep you going down the road. And God, through his word, has given us things that'll not only give us ways to keep a preventative maintenance check on our hearts and our lives, but also he gives us the things that we, more than that, he gives us more than what we need. But that's just something that we need to look at. When, like I said, when Brother Still was here last Sunday, he talked about being ready, being prepared. You know, he travels a lot, right? You know, we've seen him. Every time he comes, you know, he's always talking about, I just came from here. I just came from California. I'm on my way back to California. And I'm going to Florida. And you're just like, wow. You know, but I guarantee you one thing. He's prepared. You know, whenever you go on a road trip, I'm pretty sure everyone's been on a road trip once, you know. Before you go on a road trip, you don't just get in the car and gas up and go, you know. Your dad or, whoever you're brought up with, they tell you, hey, we need to make sure we check the tires. We get an oil change. You know, we make sure that we got our fluids are up to spec, you know, so we can have a safe travel. You know, that's just common things even the world knows what to do. So I know as God's people, there's plenty of things through God's word that he has for us to just keep us in check, to keep us prepared. So with that being said, let's go ahead and turn to Galatians in chapter 6. Get there. In verse number one says, brethren, if a man be overtaking in a fault, that being here in this case a fault, you know, a check engine code is a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Yeah, that's right.
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's, you know, number one, We need to check our, we need it for preventative maintenance, to checking our engines, to checking our hearts. We need to check our attitude,
yeah,
and not blow a fuse.
Yeah, amen.
You know, our vehicles, if something gets too hot, a fuse is gonna pop. That, you know, also, you know, we need not let our engine overheat. You know, we need to be careful to not overheat when a vehicle breaks down. Let's just say mine in particular. You know, it's not a very happy time. You know, when I'm at work and my wife calls me, honey, my car's broken down. I'm like, well, praise the Lord, thank you. All right, you okay? You good? No, you know, it's like, oh no, what is it this time? You know, you're just like, wow, I don't know. Hopefully, it's not something too big, you know. But when we need to check our attitudes, you know, when something arises in our life, we need to understand that, hey, first of all, people see when your car's broke down, you know, and when it's overheated, they can see that, you know, you're pulled over with your hood open, your hazard lights are on, maybe your motor's smoking, you know, people pass by and they see that, they know, hey, that guy's car's broke down, you know. But in those times, you know, when they see the smoke from that engine, you know, for the most part, like I say, the world just passes on by. You know, I don't know how many people, even myself, that I've seen someone broken down on the road and just pass on by. You know, but as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to pull over. We need to pull over, especially when we notice that hey, and not pass on by, but yet help restore that brother or sister in Christ. Pray with them, pray for them, encourage them through God's word. You know, whenever we see we're all church family here.
Amen.
You know, we know, hey, there's something not right with my brother. I don't know what it is. It's none of my business.
Amen.
But, you know, I love my brother. I'm going to pray for him. Maybe if I say, brother, everything okay? Is everything all right? I'm okay. Well, brother, you know what? Okay. It's none of my business. But you know what? I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for you. God knows.
Amen.
You know?
That's right.
You know, what more, you know, what a blessing it is to have a church family that prays for you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We pray and we gather together. We have a time of separate prayers, men and women.
Yeah.
You know, how many times has God been faithful? How many times has God been good to us to answer our prayers? And man, boy, do we sometimes live like we just deserved it.
Yeah.
You know, I just thank God for His word and His grace. But we need to help one another. You know, like our memory verse, you know, we've been called under liberty. Only use not liberty, you know, to the flesh, you know, but by love serve one another. You know, we need to serve one another, understanding the liberties that we have because of our Savior, because of God, you know. And also, you know, that person that is broke down, your brother and sister in Christ, you know, maybe if you help them out, maybe they're going through something that you've been through before.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know, but
right.
Guess what happens when you pray with them, or maybe you talk with them, you know what, you can refer back to, hey, you know, something like that happened to me. Hey, encourage them, help them out.
Amen.
You know, hey, let me show you a scripture that God used to help me. It might not help you, it may not be in your particular area, but you know, maybe it'll point you, maybe it'll just get you back to saying, oh yeah, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, right?
Amen.
He's my help. He's the one that knows where I'm at. He's the one that, he already knows my fault code. He knows what's going on with my heart. He knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes often, you know, and we'll just be honest, we forget that. We forget. We remember the good times, right? Oh, we'll never forget those. I can't number the blessings that God has blessed me with.
That's right.
But boy, do I sure forget the times when a storm comes, the time when my engine's overheated and I'm out on the side of the road and I feel like, and I, my own flesh, I feel like everyone is, no one's there for me, and I feel like everyone's just against me. But I forget about my Father.
Yeah, come on.
I forget how much that He loves me. That He saved me. He sent His only begotten Son.
Amen.
We ought not forget that. And we not ought forget that the brothers and sisters in Christ, the fellowship that we've had.
Amen.
Because of our Savior.
Yeah.
Because of our Lord. This place that we can call our house, that we can get out from this old world, where they're putting on their car shows. And we can come here and get and meet together, and we can hear from God, and He can do a work in our hearts and lives.
Praise the Lord, that's right.
So we need to stay plugged into God's word and let Him show you how to fix it.
Amen.
And Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, I love to help, but you know, it's a blessing to be helped, you know.
Amen. Right.
And especially by God's word.
Yep.
Amen. And by God's people.
Amen.
Speaking of helping, what's our soul winning? What's your soul winning looking like tonight? Where are you at in your soul winning? Where are you at in reading God's word? Reading your Bible? Have you opened it up?
Yeah.
Prior to this Sunday? Mm-hmm. Have you opened it up once? You know, this is, we're talking about preventative maintenance here. You know, this is God's word. Yeah. It's not coming from me. This is just things that will help us check our attitude. You know, we need to check it. Well, we do a good job taking things apart in our life. You know, just like working on those vehicles. Sometimes, you know, we get so busy with life. We get so mixed up with the world. And we ought not to. But when we do, we like I said before, we do a good job of making a mess of things. You know, engines are pretty messy. I don't know if you've ever looked under your hood lately, but those things can get pretty messy. You know, over time, things wear and tear. You know, gaskets wear out, and you got oil leaks. You know, you start servicing on that engine, you get messy real quick, and we do a good job of getting ourselves into a mess. You know, we start taking things apart, like I said, and lots of times we take something apart. We take it apart for so long that once we get back to it, we forget how to even put it back together. You know, aren't you glad that God never forgets how to put you back together?
Amen. Amen.
No matter how long. Because guess what? With our attitudes. You know, when a motor gets hot, everybody knows. God's people, the world knows, I'm not going to touch that. That motor's hot. I'm staying away from that. When our attitudes, when we have a bad attitude, you're not going to touch your Bible.
Yeah.
No one's going to want to be around you.
Right.
And vice versa. You're not going to want to be around anybody else.
Right.
We need to spend time with our Lord. We need to remember, hey, tonight, if you got that problem, hey, what does God say?
Yeah,
I need to get this fixed.
Yeah.
I don't need to let this linger on. I don't need to hide and cover up that check engine light. I don't need to cover up my. I want God to help. I need to be serviced. I'm right now, not later. Now, like I said, it's already been paid for.
Yeah.
We don't have any excuses. Well, I don't have the money. Well, I don't have the time. Well, I don't have a job. Well, what? Like I said before, aren't you glad God never said that?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
So we need to watch our attitudes. We need to have that in check with God. What does God say about it? What does God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. We need to remember His attitude before we blow a fuse in ours. And so number two, and point number two, I'm going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 5. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
Amen.
With that being said, that's my second thought here tonight, is where's our priority at?
Come on.
First, we need to check our attitude and not blow a fuse. But also, secondly, and we need to have it priority. If we have a check engine light on tonight, we need to make that priority to get that thing taken care of.
Yep.
I praise God for Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Amen.
For our pastor, amen. And his family.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that He's given us a good shepherd to watch over the
Amen.
Flock.
Amen.
And I thank God for His word, that we have the liberty, that we have the freedom
Yes.
to preach and teach the King James, God's word. Amen. And I thank the Lord for my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
That we can have a good time together. We can have a good time in the house of the Lord. We don't need to go to an old movie house. We don't need to go to a drive-in. We don't need to go out to and do what this world's doing. I have the best time of my life right here with God's people. Amen. And being here tonight, and helping fill in the gap, men, brothers and sisters, you know, filling in different areas while our pastor's gone in their stead, that shows me where your priorities are at tonight.
Amen.
And thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Because like I said, you didn't gather here to hear from me tonight. We came here to hear from God.
Amen.
You know, and that shows me your priorities are right, you know. And I know this church. I've seen God's people, and I've had the privilege and opportunity to be and serve right along with you, knocking doors together, witnessing to others, and just being a friend to those that come and visit. It's a blessing to have a church where people are in tune with God and that make others feel welcome. You know, every time we hear pastors say bragging on God's people, you know, that every time we have visitors, whether it be missionaries or just people from other churches, that they say that there's a good spirit here, and I praise the Lord for that. But even though, we still need to be careful though, and we need to keep Him priority. You know, we journey with Him you know. We're talking about an engine here. You know, we use our cars to go places. You know, this life that we're living right now is a journey. We're passing through. You know, we're just passing through. But also we need to be occupied by keeping His word priority in our life, spending time with Him number one priority before we do anything else. Just like that polishing that 57 Chevy, like I said, you know, we need to stay polished up on His word. We need to stay in tune. You know, some may say, hey, why you know, why do we need to do that? Why are you spending all that time with God? Why, you know? And you know what I tell them? I tell them, you know what? I share with them a scripture, and this one right here, John verse 12. If you would please turn to John chapter 12. This is what we should remember though, when I say, but it says, now is my soul in verse 27. Sorry, John 12 verse 27. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. You know, there will be a time when you'll be broken down, and what will be your go-to reaction? You know, what will be our priority? When something happens, you know, we need to remember the things that God has blessed and answered and provided us with. We need not to forget, because like I said, there's going to be times, like Brother Evan said this morning, you know, in Matthew 13, 21, for when tribulation or persecution arises, you know, God tells us that there's going to be tribulations. We're going to have tribulations. There's going to be trials. You know, there's going to be times where we break down.
Yep.
And like I said before, people see that. People notice that, especially our loved ones, right?
Yeah.
They know where we're at tonight. They know we're in the house of God.
Right.
They know that we're reading our Bibles. They know that we're praying. But there's some family members, you know, that are always there, that are looking, that are watching you. And you know, we need to keep Him priority, because you know it's that easy, especially with our loved ones, to ruin that testimony. And boy, does it just all it takes. Hey, you're supposed to go to that church down there. You're always preaching to me, you know, and here you are, you know, outside of that church, and you know, you're living a different life, you know. You don't sound like that. Why is it every time that pastor comes around, or why is it when I see you out there and talking to that person you go to church with, why is your speech differently? Why do you talk like that? You don't talk like that when I'm around you. You know, we need to be careful. We need to keep Him number one priority in our life, because when He's number one, He's priority in our life.
Yes.
Everything else is smooth sailing.
It's right.
You know, I don't have to worry about changing my look like a chameleon. I don't have to blend in with this world. I don't want to blend in with this world.
Right.
You know, I want others to see Christ in me. I want, not that I'm somebody special, but I want them to see the difference. I want them to see there is an answer. There is a purpose in this life.
Amen.
That's what I tell them. You know, and also, you know, well, I got mixed up here. I got ahead of myself. Sorry. You know, like what I was saying. well, like what Brother Evan was saying this morning, you know, with our engines, you know, what kind of soil? Well, he was talking about, you know, are we planting in? But what kind of soil also are we treading on? You know, will you be driving blindly? You know, who wants to drive blindly?
Yeah.
You know, are you treading on stony ground, shaky? You know, swayed back and forth. You know, you're never planted. You know, who wants to drive on that kind of ground? I know I don't. You know, like, you know, with all this construction going around in Denton, you know, that's a lot of stony ground right there. You know, I see all these road construction being done, but like, what road are they working on? You know, I seem like every time I go through a road, I need to get an alignment, or, you know, I need to get a tire fix. You know, are we treading on thorny grounds? You know. You know, those always end up with flats, you know. You think you're getting very far, but you don't get very far, you know. Are we traveling on the good soil, you know. Happy the more when God is priority to service your engine, the happier you'll be. You know, the world says, hey, why do you keep spending time? Why do you keep spending time and money on that old thing? You just trade it in. You know, just being God's word. You know, why do you keep going to that church down there? Why do you keep going to Amazing Grace Baptist Church? Why do you keep spending your time on that thing? Why do you keep spending all your money there? You know, just trade it in. Hey, what are y'all preaching all that? That stuff's old school. That stuff is too harsh. Why do you want to listen to that? You know, what you need to do is trade that thing in. Trade that thing in for this new stuff. You know, that's what the world's saying today. And a lot of God's people, they're listening to that.
Yeah.
They're going with them.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you know what? It is time to trade in.
Right.
It is time to trade in. I need that new flashy thing. I need that new navigation screen and all that, you know. But you know what? We ought to keep him a priority, but we know what the world sees as an old clunker is more than worth it.
Man.
You know why I know? Because that old clunker, this old, what the world's calling an old clunker, saved this old clunker.
Amen.
You know, and if he can save this old clunker,
yep,
he can do that for them as well too.
Yeah.
Amen. So we need to keep him priority, because he'll do the same for you too.
Amen.
You know, when you go to him in prayer and he answers that prayer, praise God. You know what? He saw you. He heard you. And you were priority to him.
Lord, amen.
The day you got saved, guess what? You were priority to him.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't put you off.
Yeah.
He didn't put you on the back burner like the world does.
Yeah.
He saved you.
Amen.
And not just for a short while. He didn't cover you up and give you a little patch to get you down the road and say, good luck. No, he said, you know what? I love you. I want to spend time with you.
Amen.
Not only have I sent my only begotten son, he lives in you now.
Amen.
Not only does he live in you, but I also want to live with you.
Amen.
Will you let him live with you? Is he dwelling in your house tonight? Is he dwelling with you? Is he what's powering your engine tonight? Helping you get on down through this world? That's the only help that we need. We don't need to trade it in. We don't need anything new. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Lastly, and praise the Lord. You know, I never thought I'd get there, but let's turn to Matthew, please. Matthew 24. I think we're okay on time, you know. I understand how pastor is whenever he's preaching, and I just feel now, you know, working on the message, you know, it's a blessing, because you're just like, God, you know, give me a minute, you know, help me, you know, I want to honor you, you know, of course, you know, but, you know, when you're just there, I'm there at work, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I got this message to work on, you know, what do you have me to preach on? And then, you know, as I spend time and reading my Bible and just praying about it, you know, God God starts, those floodgates start opening up, and you're just like, okay, Lord, thank you. It's never too much. It's never too much. But you know, there's just, you know, just the thing. You know, look at this. You know, this is an infinite amount of infinite wisdom. You know, there's no end to this. You know, it never gets old. It should never get old. You know, and I thank God just for that. And so there in Matthew 24, while I gave you some time to get there, Matthew 24 and verse 34, I'll begin reading there in 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Amen. That's right.
So with that being said, I want us to, thirdly, what we need to do is pass inspection. You know, we need to make sure, first of all, that we're saved. You know,
amen.
And pass the right way. Because if you got a check engine light and you're not going to pass, and you know, and you can't go a step further. And when you got a check engine light on, you know it.
Amen.
When you're not saved, you know it.
That's right, brother.
And vice versa. When you're saved, you know it. You know, this old world, they come up with so many things. Well, I won't be able to pass inspection, but I can bypass it. I can get a temporary fix so I can get on to the next year.
Yeah.
I'll worry about it later. Just like when we go knocking on those doors. Are you, hello, Brother Josh from Amazing Grace Baptist Church? Oh, I don't want to hear about it. Oh, maybe later. I'm busy right now. Maybe later. Can I show you from the Word of God of how you can know you can be saved? Oh, not right now. I'm busy. No, thank you. I'm busy. Maybe later. You know, this world, you know, they always put things off and they make excuses and they come up with so many things. Well, you know what? I can just pay somebody down over there at that old shop and they'll let me go. They'll let me slide. They'll let me slide for the year. I'll be good. I know somebody, you know, and they're not ashamed. They're not ashamed to tell anybody. Hey, how'd you pass the inspection? You got a check engine light on. That car is smogging up every time you're at a stoplight. I can't hardly even see behind when I'm behind you, you know. But they're not ashamed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, just go down to that shop over there on 5th and, man, just give them $120. You're good. You know? But, you know, but like I said, though, when you're not saved, you know it. There's no beating around the bush. You can make all the excuses you want. But just like that check engine light, you can hide it all day. But it's still there.
Yeah.
And you know it's still there. Whether that little picture's there or whatever, that piece of tape is hiding it up, you know that it's there. You know there's a problem. And you need to get it dealt with. You need to get saved, first of all.
Amen.
Amen. You know, like I'm saying, they find a way to get past that or to renew their inspection. But can I submit to you tonight that you know that in John, let's turn to there in 1 John 5:12 real quick. With this being said, that knowing that that you can't pass, you know. That verily I say unto you, these generations shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. You know, we need to let the world know. They're not ashamed of telling them how to bypass, how to get past something, or they can work their way around. We need to be busy telling them about what God says about that. So I'll turn to 1 John and chapter 5, and I'll get there shortly. And verse number 12. Let's see what God has to say about passing. Verse number 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So I don't see anything about there being any other way to pass. You either have the Son, it says, or you don't. You have no life. There is no way around it. There is no guy down the street. There's only one way. Amen?
Amen.
And it says, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
See, God doesn't play any games.
Right.
God wants us. He said that ye may know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
You know, I thank God that there is no other way. You know, you can't tell me there is any other way. Well, I'm a good person. Well, I haven't been in trouble. I go to church every day. I go to church every time the doors are open. But are you saved though? You know, we can make up all the excuses, but at the end of the day, you know whether you're saved or not. So stop fooling yourself if you're not saved tonight and get saved.
Amen.
Because what is it worth? Is it worth going to hell over? No. I thank God for His mercy.
Amen.
And grace that He's taken, and His pity that He's taken on America.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of all the liberties that we have, the freedom, the things that, when you look at third world countries, and the things that how people that don't have nothing, but yet they're so humble.
Yeah.
They have nothing, and yet when they get something, they're willing to share. They're willing to pass it on. And yet here in America, we're fat with grease.
Yep.
We're fat with the Word of God.
Yep.
And yet we do nothing with it.
Right.
We don't want to pass it on.
Yeah.
Why? People in third world country don't even have the God's Word, and yet they're, once they receive something, they know there's a God.
Yeah.
But here we are just, well, somebody will bring it to them. Somebody will do something about it. You know, that person that says that has a problem with their heart. They have a check engine light on. You know, we need to be busy about that. We need to, just like I said, the world, they'll tell you how to pass inspection their way. We need to tell them the only way there is to pass inspection. There's only one way. And spread that word. You know, like I said, the world's not afraid to tell you or ashamed to tell you of other ways, what you can do to get by. Why do you want to just get by in life?
Yeah.
Why would you like? Why do you like living your life that way?
Yeah.
You know, and you get so far away, your soil gets so hard, right, Brother Evan?
Yeah.
That you get that hard soil, you get that bumpy, rocky heart, where nothing, everything you start hearing the Word of God, and by then it's too, you don't want to hear it anymore. That's too old. I don't care anymore. You know, me and Brother Benny went soul winning, and the guy opened the door. He says, I grew up in a Catholic church. I've heard everything God has to say. I'm done with them. No, thank you. It's not for me. Get out of here. We're eating dinner. And you know, that broke my heart. Because God loves them.
Yep. Sorry.
But you know, how many people, think of all those false churches out there that don't give a second thought to tell
right.
them man's word, some other person's ideas.
Right.
And Christians that are saved by the grace of God, by His mercy, sitting at home.
Yep.
Not even taking a second thought about,
that's right.
Well,
you preach it.
I'm saved. I deserved it. I'm good. I know where I'm going. Why do I need to tell anybody else? Nobody else cared for me. Really? How'd you get saved in the first place?
Man,
how easy we forget.
That's right.
And how easy it is for us to be ashamed of our God. I often think of, every time when something happens, I think of Jesus on that cross.
Amen.
You know, Catholics don't have a problem of having Him on that cross up there. You know, hanging on that cross with His face down. You know, He shed His blood. He gave Himself up.
That's right.
The least I can do is give myself up.
Amen.
And say, God, here am I. Use me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm nobody. But God, it's because of you.
Yeah.
It's because of what you've done.
Amen.
You've changed my life.
Amen.
You've cleared my fault.
Amen.
You've given me purpose. You've given me a clear heart now. I can go, and happy will I go out and tell others.
Amen.
Tell others of what you've done not only for me, but what He will do for them as well.
Yes, sir.
In Psalm When you let God fix those faults, you know you're going to pass inspection. And whenever those faults are, whenever you know your car's running good, everything's good, your heart's good, I'm in tune with my God, you have no problem shouting. Amen?
Amen.
You know, well, you know, we got some, when you got a vehicle and you're going up for that inspection, you know you're going to pass. I'm good. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Here's my money. Thank you. Give me my sticker. I'm on my way. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm shouting. I'm singing praises unto God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on. I'm happy. You know, I'm not afraid to let others know and thank God and give Him praise and out there. You know, the world's not afraid to do it. You know, Psalm 92 verse 1 says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. You know, we ought to be, what's Most High in our heart tonight? You know, what songs are we singing?
Yeah.
You know, what's coming out of our mufflers, so to speak? You know, you hear those mufflers rumbling in this world. You hear what they're talking about. You hear what's going on, what they're doing. What are they hearing from us? Are we silent? Are we quiet? Are we keeping it to ourselves? Are we ashamed? Our mufflers ought to be loud, the loudest out there. You know, because we have His word. We have His protection. We're not alone. You know, we have everything that we need. He provides everything. So we need to make a noise that this, like I said, this world is just loud and unstable. But ours is powerful and mighty. Like the Word of God, remember, it's preventative maintenance. This is just basic stuff tonight. God doesn't want us to just constantly just put a temporary patch on our problems.
Right,
you know, He wants us to get it fixed, like I said,
right.
In our Christian life. He wants the faults to be found, and He wants them to be fixed. And He wants us to be able to say this, this is what we need to be at, and then I'll be done. A couple of verses here in Psalm. Let's turn to Psalm 57, please. Psalm 57, or just a couple of verses here, and I'll be done. Psalm 57. You know, whenever you got that check engine light, we need to make it a priority to get it fixed. And whenever you got that problem fixed, this is where we'll be at. This is what we'll be able to say. This is what I want to be able to say. This is what I want to live my life. Psalm 57, verse number 7. My heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise.
Amen.
God will fix what is wrong every time.
That's right.
Without fail.
Absolutely.
Like I said before, God has never failed us.
That's right.
He has never failed me.
Amen.
Often we fail Him oftentimes. But I praise the God that He never fails me. He never gave up on me. And Psalm 57, then down in verse number 9. Now that my heart is fixed, right? I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto Thee among the nation. You know, whenever I'll show them. You know, whenever you say whenever your vehicle gets fixed, when that thing gets fixed in your life, you know, somebody helps you. Maybe let's say go to a car. Somebody helps fix your car, right? You're gonna refer somebody else to that person that fixed your car. Hey, they did a good job. You know, I had a problem in my car. Nobody knew what to do. I went to this shop. I went to that shop. And nobody could diagnose the problem. They kept telling me to change this, do that, do this, do that. You know? But when God... when it gets fixed, though, you're going to say, hey, you need to go down to that place over there. They know what to do. They fixed my car right away. I told them what was going on. No one else could diagnose it. And they knew right away what was going on. And they got it fixed. You know, we need to be telling others about what God has done. He's fixed us.
Amen.
He's the master mechanic.
Yep.
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
We need to be referring others to our Savior. Amen. And then pointing them to the right direction. You know, you've got people, you got false churches everywhere in the city of Denton alone. We need to be pointing those people to the right direction.
Amen.
You know, show them what God has done in our life. Show them the truth. Give them the truth. You know, we're out to go to spread the gospel. You know, we ought not be ashamed. You know, whenever your car is running good, praise the Lord, I'm down the street strolling, you know. I don't mind taking a little stroll down the street here and there and just enjoying having a vehicle that runs good, you know.
Yeah.
And it's easy to go on those journeys now because I know everything's been taken care of. I know everything's running smooth because God has fixed it. He's taken care of it. He is in control. He's the one that's taking over and making sure that everything stays in tune. So, you know, that's what we need. That's just my message tonight. Number one, check our attitude. Don't overheat. Don't blow a fuse. Number two, our priorities. Don't let that check engine light. If you got a check engine light, don't let that thing go by. Don't pass it up. Don't try to cover it up with something else. Don't let the world get a hold. Don't let this old flesh get a hold of you. And number three, we need to pass inspection. There's only one way. No matter what this old world says, there's only one way to pass. There's only one person.
Jesus.
No man cometh unto me. Amen. We need to be busy about God's word. We need to let others know. Show them the right place. Point them the right direction. And that's His word. That's the only reason we're here tonight. That's the reason we're here tonight. Because of what His word says. What it has done in our hearts and our lives. The newness that He's given to us. Amen. And that's it. That's just what God has given me to just give to His people. A preventative maintenance check. Just basic. Nothing new. Nothing blowing. You know, just wow. I never saw it. You know, but God's word, it's all that we need here. He's the owner, right? This is the owner's manual right here. You know, we need to refer to this before we refer to anything else. This, He knows everything. He's created us. You know, those vehicles out there, they got a manufacturer. What do? If you got a problem in your vehicle, you're gonna go see get a hold of that company and see what I need to do. There's something going on here. Well, this is our manufacturer. This is our maker right here. He's the maker of all things, by the way. Amen. So this is where we need to be at. He gives us everything that we need here. And that's it, guys. That's our preventative maintenance. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, please. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank You for this time, dear Father.